Hello everyone, welcome to Business Lines Podcast. This is your host Anjana. Today we are going to discuss all about elections, political parties and their digital ad spends. While researching for this topic, I came across an informative story written by my colleague Sindhu Hariharan. The story has nuances about various political parties and their ad spending on platforms such as Google. To understand which parties dominate the digital landscape and what is the messaging through these ads, we are joined by Business Line Sindhu Hariharan. Whether you are a data enthusiast or curious about political advertising, join us as we explore the numbers behind the digital space. Hi Sindhu, welcome to the podcast.
Hi Anjana, thank you for having me.
Great. So what are some of these standout trends that you have noticed while analyzing political ad spending on platforms like Google?
So Anjana, we saw that almost all major political parties have started actively advertising on the digital medium,
right?
Especially on Google from March 1st.
Okay.
But then the ruling BJP has a clear head start as it's putting out a lot of image and video ads starting January itself.
Oh, so you mean BJP is the one who is leading actually?
Definitely, both in terms of spend as well as being very active on the space.
Oh, interesting.
So Google Ads basically is all image ads that you know that pop up across your websites and also the video ads on YouTube.
Okay.
So totally 52 crore rupees has been spent on political advertisements from March 1st to April 9th.
Okay.
As per the data that Google reports on its transparency initiative.
Oh.
So this is almost six times that the political ad spending that was done on Google during the 2019 elections.
Oh, okay. So that's a great shift actually.
Yeah, almost six times.
Oh, interesting.
And so out of this, as I was saying, BJP is the top advertiser as it has spent close to 8.8 crore rupees for over 73,000 ads.
All right.
And Tamil Nadu's party, the DMK, through its digital agency called the Populous Entertainment Network, is the next biggest spender. The Congress is at the third spot, spending almost 6.8 crore rupees in the period.
So, I'm just curious. So, DMK has an agency for this?
Yes, DMK has its own IT wing or agency, which is a company that, you know, takes care of putting out the digital ads.
So that's like how they manage a celebrity, it seems.
Exactly. So there, some parties are really tech savvy in that sense.
Okay. So that brings in a lot of insight here. So let me just ask this question. So we have spoken about BJP, DMK and INC, right? So what are some of the key differences that you could see in this, in their trends or in their digital ads campaigns?
Right. So when we analyze the kind of ads that were put out, the BJP and the DMK are, you know, very bullish on the digital media in general.
Okay.
And they've taken efforts to get creative advertising content out on the medium.
Okay.
So if you see BJP's ads, majority of them are targeted towards Uttar Pradesh, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. That was their geographical split. But then we did notice that, you know, as PM Modi's visit to Chennai happened on April 9th, there was a huge upswing in the ad spends in Tamil Nadu.
Ooh.
So almost 27% of BJP's digital ads between April 1st to April 9th were done in Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
So similarly, BJP seems to have a slant towards video ads over images. So, and you know, and all of their ads are in fact customized in various regional languages, though they all carry the same message of Fir Ek Bar Modi Sarkar.
Interesting. So, let me just put in a question here. How about DMK?
Right, so DMK's ads are both images and video content. And you know, most of them kind of showcase what the MK Stalin government has done in the last 3 years, along with an emphasis on the Dravidian model, which they are, you know, which their key ethos or philosophy is today.
Okay.
And similarly, the Congress's ads involve, you know, the Haath Badlega Halat clarion call.
Okay.
So, obviously referring to the hand symbol.
Okay.
And it also raises questions about the various reforms by the current BJP regime.
Okay. So, we were just having a conversation about how Tamil Nadu's campaigning changed for BJP by, when Narendra Modi was visiting the state. So, that brings a kind of curiosity. Do you have any regional specific data to share?
Sure, sure. So we found that, you know, the YSR Congress Party is another top spender.
Oh, okay.
So, and so is the Indian Pack Consulting Private Limited. It's a company that represents the YSR Congress again,
okay,
and also the Trinamool Party.
Okay.
So if you see the Indian PAC, that is IPAC,
mm-hmm,
spent almost 3.9 crore rupees for its clients, for its two clients.
Okay.
And the YSR Congress separately spent 2 crore rupees, okay, on digital ads.
Mm-hmm.
So all this is March 1st to April 9th alone.
Okay.
So in fact, you must have seen the YSR Congress's 3-minute video,
huh,
called Ma Namakam Nuve Jagan. So it's been a hit across the, you know, especially in that state, and
uh-huh,
it plays very prominently in YouTube.
YouTube.
In fact, it's clocked millions of impressions, if I'm right.
I'm just curious about this whole phenomena that's happening, because we had a time when all,
right,
the advertisement used to happen on print, maybe sometimes on television, but now digital is here to stay, I guess.
Definitely, yeah,
yeah.
And in fact, even the experts told us
uh-huh,
the same. You know, I spoke to a few digital marketing specialists.
Right.
So they were saying that this will go up further,
mm-hmm,
as we get closer to the phase one.
Okay.
So some of the new parties will enter the mix.
Mm.
And, you know, it'll get more creative, more customized. That's what most of them told us.
Okay.
And in fact, one interesting point they said is it's getting very costly for companies to advertise on Google.
Oh.
Because of the demand from political parties,
okay,
the costs are rising. So the cost to place a digital ad has also risen over the last 1 month.
Okay. So I think one note that we can all, you know, come to a conclusion is that digital is here to stay, and political parties are actually leveraging on it.
This. Definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sindhu. It was a pleasure to have you with us. Listeners, stay tuned for the next podcast. Till then, this is your host, Anjana, signing off.